instead of doing classwork, you were playing games? Really? Really? You wanna play games? You wanna play some games? All right, stay here. Stay right here. You wanna play games? You wanna play games, Cody?
No.
Wanna play games? Let's play games, Cody! Let's play games! You wanna play games?
All right, that is audio of Mike Martin, who's a father who operates a YouTube channel called Daddy05. His wife also has a Mommy05. And they play pranks on their kids. They videotape them, and then they put them up on YouTube on this channel, and they get lots of hits, and they get advertisers and all sorts of stuff. Well, there is outrage. They also, by the way, are in Maryland. They're local. And there's outrage over this. And to join us right now to discuss whether this is harmful is Dr. Jeff Gardier. He's a psychologist, America's psychologist, and you've seen him all over television. He was also the host of VH1's Dad Camp and a principal psychologist for the Housewives of Atlanta and another housewife show, but it's currently a secret. And that in and of itself has got to make you question your sanity. Dr. Jeff, good morning. Mm-hmm. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall. How are you?
I'm doing well. Well, that secret is out as far as the new Housewives show. It's actually the Potomac, so we're neighbors again.
Very excited. Yeah, I would love your job because I just want to slap all of them. They all need to be slapped.
I hear you.
Let's talk about parents pranking their kids and putting it on YouTube. Or, you know, Jimmy Kimmel does this where he asks parents to tell the kids that they ate all their Halloween candy overnight and then tell them there's no more Halloween candy left, or tell them they've got a big present for them for Christmas. And they open up the box and it's underwear or vegetables or something like that and videotape it and send it in to him. Is this a healthy thing for the kids?
Well, you know, I'm not so sure about the Jimmy Kimmel pranks because I guess it's a one-shot deal and it's not the same kids over and over again, which is, I believe, part of the issue here, that it's the same kids, the same family that have been pranked over and over again. And the emotions have been so high that they've been introduced to. And, of course, the very verbally abusive language is very disturbing.
Yeah, absolutely. And now the parents have come out and said that, hey, you know, this is the kids are in on the planning of these pranks. The kids know these are pranks. I think the other kids knew this was a prank because the dad didn't sound super convincing. And I bet you the other kids were in on it. But that kid sounded like he was absolutely crushed, just crushed. He was crying his little heart out.
Well, either that or he should get an Oscar for his for his performance or an Emmy. I will say this, that even if the kids were in on it, and I believe to some extent they were, just that constant emotional explosive nature of that, I think, wears down any child. And certainly childhood is a time for these kids to be learning about themselves and growing up in an appropriate manner and not to be subjected to this kind of situation day in and day out.
Well, listen, I've been among those who think that, you know, on many occasions we in this country coddle our children too much. We hover among them. I mean, I've heard this old thing about the helicopter parents, and now there's a new thing out there called lawnmower parents, where they're actually out in front mowing down any potential obstacles that a kid may encounter before as they go forward in their development. But in this particular case, it seems to me that when you start yelling at a kid like this, it borders on the abusive. What is the line where something that, you know, could be sort of funny, everybody gets a good laugh out of it, when does it cross the line into being inappropriate?
Well, Brian, I believe it becomes inappropriate when the child emotionally is reacting in a way that they are in pain, that they don't know what is reality from fantasy, and that in itself puts them on some unsure footing. And of course, I discussed the language that was used and the tone that they've taken with these kids. Certainly can border on something that many people are seeing as being abusive.
Now, for people who didn't see the video, didn't know what we were talking about, that was the father was saying that he was upset because his child didn't do his homework and instead he was always playing Xbox, and so he was going to smash the child's Xbox. Now, we've seen that before, where other parents have disciplined their children by smashing an Xbox or a cell phone is a very popular thing, or a computer, and to show their kids, I'm done. No more phone, no more Xbox, no more computer. But it's a one-off. It's not something that they do all the time. Is that also detrimental?
Well, Mary, it's one thing to discipline your kids, but it's another thing when you are modeling behaviors that are really aggressive and violent. And so, yes, as parents, I know that sometimes we cross the line. It happens. But we have to pull back and understand what is the lesson that we're teaching our kids. Taking away an Xbox is appropriate. Smashing it with a hammer in front of the child is perhaps teaching them that the way to solve problems is with violence. And in the long run, that is not going to work.
Well, if you were brought in and asked to counsel this family, what would you say?
Well, I would actually have them sit down. And they say that they're getting some sort of counseling and coaching. I hope they truly are, and that's not a prank. But I would talk with them about reevaluating how they have been behaving and whether they've become almost delusional in thinking that people really do appreciate what it is that they've done. I really do question all of the views that they've gotten and in some ways have been encouraged to continue doing this. So they need to look at what the values are, whether it's really about getting a successful YouTube channel or having the love and admiration and stability of their family. You can't put a dollar value on that. That's invaluable.
No, absolutely. And I think the other thing that comes in here, and you can speak to this as well, is this almost obsession that we get with people liking what we post, whether it is on YouTube, whether it's on Facebook, whether it's on Instagram, whatever it happens to be. There's almost a high that people get from that. And I wonder if this is kind of like an addictive thing for them.
Well, I think it can be a very addictive thing in that they've been reinforced with that sort of behavior. But we also, putting those likes in there, becomes some sort of an addictive behavior that we have to validate certain things. I think we can all learn a lesson here. We all need to step back, and that when it comes to children, when it comes to these sorts of activities, that we have to be sensible in what we're doing and not get caught in the high of whatever that emotion or the joke or the prank or the visual that we're seeing.
Well, Dr. Jeff Gardier, thank you so much for joining us and explaining this to us, because I think there are some people who maybe are looking at this and going, huh, I've watched some of those videos and I liked them. Maybe that wasn't such a smart thing for me to do, because we're culpable in this as well by encouraging it. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Mary.
That's Dr. Jeff Gardier, psychologist, America's psychologist.